Mabule is a powerful new show by the UTP, written and performed by Nancy Dennis. Let me set the scene. Haiti is ablaze after Haitian slaves are revolted against British and French colonisers. It tells the story of a child of immigrant parents growing up in Australia in search of themselves. It's Nancy's story of history interwoven with a personal narrative, a story of spirit and discovery. Writer and performer Nancy Dennis joins us now. Sak passe, Nancy.
Ah,
good morning. Thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER Breakfast. This is obviously a very powerful story and one that's very personal to you. What made you want to share it in this format?
Well, when UGP gave me the opportunity to create a show, like, well, not even a show, just anything that I wanted, this story really seemed to be the one that my spirit and my soul really wanted to express. It kind of felt like, if I didn't express it, I didn't know what I was going to do. And it just was something that my heart and my life, it was really, the journey has been really cathartic as well, I have to say. It's been a really cathartic experience creating this show, and I'm just really looking forward to having the opportunity to do it live for the audience.
It's a very serious subject matter too. How do you think this sort of the audience is going to react to this thing?
Look, it is serious, but I do make it, like, fun to listen to.
Yeah.
And it is, like, entertaining, because I am an entertainer, I'm an artist, and I know how to work a crowd, per se. And, yes, the subject matter gets quite serious in parts, but I think with the help of Lisa Maria's dramaturgy, we've really, like, woven and put this story together in a way that's really digestible for audiences.
Yes, and you've got a fantastic team of talented people working for you. You've got Queen G with you, who's a favourite here at 2SER.
Yes, I do. I'm very, very fortunate to have Queen G with me on stage. She's a dear, dear friend of mine, dear, dear sister of mine, and I'm just happy she said yes when I asked her.
You've got Mick Stewart as well and director Anthea Williams. It's an all-star lineup there.
I know. I've got Victoria Falconer as well as MD. Like, it's very... I'm very fortunate, feeling very grateful and very blessed to have them all on board. And they've all said yes. These are people I've known for years and watched their work over the years. And my brother worked with Mickey Stewart. That's how I met Mickey Stewart, doing like his circus thing or going around the world and whatnot. So it's been, I'm very, very happy they all said yes.
And you've worked in a lot of ensemble stuff in the past. The Sydney Theatre Company is A Raisin in the Sun, Clever Man on the ABC, 600 Bottles of Wine on Netflix, The Great Gatsby, Baz Luhrmann's version. But this is your first solo show?
Yes, this is my first solo show. I'm very excited to be doing it. Working with ensembles is amazing. But I think in most people's career, there is always that moment you get where you get to do your own solo show and get to talk about, you know, your life a bit, or even do a solo show of somebody else's life. And this just happens to be my time. I feel like COVID definitely pushed back this time, but I also am very grateful for that crazy pandemic too, because it gave the work a couple of years of breathing time and also time for me to grow as a person as well. So from 2019, when we got to do an online version till now, it has changed, not a lot, but quite a bit. Because I've changed, and I really am grateful for the opportunity to be able to do it now as the version that I am now.
Oh, wow. And what are the, sort of the changes that you've seen in yourself? Were they a result of the pandemic?
I would say so. I mean, give someone 2 years to sit on their ass and do nothing, you contemplate. I've been contemplating and coming to terms with myself and feeling more resolve in my self and in my career choices, which I think only 2 years of solitude can do.
Well, I'm glad that those 2 years in solitude have resulted in this new show, Mabule. Where can we get tickets for that, Nancy?
You can find tickets for that on the UTP website, on the Darlinghurst Theatre website, and also on my Instagram, The Nancy Dennis Show. Or you can just Google it, if you can spell it, as well, and you can find your tickets for that. And the night that it'll be showing is on the 6th, the 7th, and the 9th of December.
All right, I'm just getting on my phone so I can follow you on Instagram now. That'll show up soon. But the UTP website is utp.org.au. Merci, Nancy, for joining us here on 2SER Breakfast.
Oh, no worries. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.